Hare Krishna. So my health is not 100%, especially my voice, so please excuse me. But I'll try my best to serve you. I'm trying my best to be of service. So I'm very happy to be in this wonderful devotional atmosphere amongst so many devotees. Without devotees, our lives are useless. And even more important is, without the devotion of the devotees, our life is lifeless. So the gopis of Vrindavan, they have singled out the most important devotee in the whole of Braj. And they speak this particular verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. So you can repeat after me the invocation. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 21, Text Number 18. Antayam Adri Abalaharidasabhariyo Yad Ramakrishna Charana Sparasa Brahmadaha Manam Tanoti Saha Gogana Yostayo Yat Paniya Suyavasa Kandara Kandamulai.
यह गोवर्धन अभी समस्त भक्तों में सर्वश्रेष्ठ है। सखियों, यह तरह कृष्ण तथा बलराम के साथ ही साथ उनकी गौरों वैष्णों तथा द्वार भालों की भी सभी प्रकार की आवश्यकताओं पीने का पानी अति निवारक घास उपाय फल फूल तथा तरकारियों की पूर्ति करता है। इस तरह यह पर्वत भगवान का आदर करता है। कृष्ण तथा बलराम के चरण कमलों का स्पर्श पाकर गोवर्धन पर्वत अत्यंत हर्षित प्रतीत होता है। उपयुक्त उदाहरण शिव प्रभुपाद चैतन्य चरितमृत मध्य अंगिका 1824 से लिया गया है। शिव विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर ने गोवर्धन पर्वत के ऐश्वर्य की विलेषण इस प्रकार की है। पानी के गोवर्धन पर्वत के झरनों से प्राप्त सुमंगल शीतल जल का गोवर्धन है। जिसे कृष्ण का पैगाम दिया करते थे और जिससे अपने काम प्रमुख होया करते थे। उन्होंने कहा शहद आम का रस तथा पीलू रस जैसे अन्य के भी प्रदान करता है। सूर्य रस जोड़ा अर्थात जूट घास को बचाता है जिससे अर्थों की धार्मिक भेंट की जाती है। गोवर्धन पर्व में घास की होती है जो सुगंधित गुलायक तथा पर्वों की वृद्धि एवं उनके दूर बनाने के लिए लाभकर है। इस तरह ये घास अध्यात्मिक पशुओं को बनाने के काम आती है। पहले गुफाओं का सूचक है जहाँ कृष्ण बलराम तथा उनके संगी खेलते बैठते और लेटते थे। ये गुफाएं तब आनंद देती है जब या तो बहुत गर्मी हो या सर्दी हो या फिर वर्षा हो रही हो। गोवर्धन पर्वत में खाने के निवारण पर शरीर सजाने के बाद बैठने के लिए समतल स्थान तथा चटे पत्थर चमकीले जल और अन्य प्रकार के वस्तुओं के रूप में दर्पण तथा दीपक प्रदान करता है।
तिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामायं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वञ्चकपटभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनभ्यो वैष्णवभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। दिस पर्टिकुलर वर्स दैट इज स्पोकन बाय द गोपीज देमसेल्व्स आर द बेस्ट डिवोटीज ऑफ कृष्णा but they are singling out Govardhan as the best devotee of
Krishna.
They call specifically Govardhan here Haridas, servant of Lord Hari. So in summary, the Govardhan Puja is well known to everyone, but we'll give a short summary because today is Govardhan Puja. So at the end of Dwarpa Yuga, the cowherd men specifically, not the gopis, not the cowherd boys, and not the elderly gopis, specifically the cowherd men, headed up by Nanda Maharaj, they arranged to worship King Indra.
जो बड़े ग्वाल थे छोटे ग्वाल वाल में नहीं गोपियां में नहीं फिर गोपियां में नहीं जो ग्वाल थे बड़े नंद महाराज उनके सर पे निंदा थे उन सब ने द्वापर के अंत में रज में राजा इंद्र की पूजा करा दी थी।
The residents of Vrajbhumi, especially the cowherd boys and the gopis, although the cowherd elderly men, they used to worship Indra for Indra Puja for rain for so many years before that, they used to come to the puja and just play. They didn't take it seriously. And when they play, they have the purity of the innocence. They don't care for Indra, you just play. Nice puja, nice party, nice prasad. So at this particular time, Krishna, he actually was influencing his friends. He said, let's play with this Indra. Let's play with him. Who is he? So when Krishna speaks words, Krishna doesn't mean what he's saying. At the same time, they are bewildered by his words, even if they don't understand what he is saying. Krishna bewilders everyone through his playing of his flute. But when Krishna speaks, nobody takes him seriously. So when he was playing with his father Nanda Maharaj and telling him, look, don't do this puja, it's nothing, don't do this puja, Nanda Maharaj did not take him seriously. And he said, for this one time, don't worry, don't do this puja, don't worry about Indra, just listen to me. So when Krishna speaks, he bewilders them by his sweetness, not his words. It's different. The example is given of a son in relation to his mother. The son will tell the mother, I don't like you. The mother said, all right, you don't like me. That means the mother does not take those words seriously. But she takes the sweetness seriously, not the words. So the same original mood from Krishna, he told Nanda Maharaj, don't take this Indra seriously, just do this type of puja now, like that. So Nanda Maharaj was bewildered by the sweetness of Krishna and he performed worship of the cows, the brahmanas on Govardhan Hill, which is today. At that time, when the worship was going on, an offering of the anukut, and the bhoga offerings, Krishna expanded himself. But at the same time, they did not know Krishna expanded himself into Govardhan Hill.
जब फिर गोवर्धन महाराज को अनुकूल सा भोग कराया जा रहा था
तो भगवान ने अपना विस्तार किया गोवर्धन पर्वत पे, और लेकिन ब्रजवासियों को नहीं मालूम था कि भगवान ने अपना विस्तार गोवर्धन पर्वत पे किया।
And the coward men, Srila Prabhupada explains that Nanda Maharaj is simple. And when simplicity comes, or honesty, simplicity means one can be honest. There's no crookedness, there's no duplicity, there's no diplomacy. So Srila Prabhupada said that because Nanda Maharaj is simple, he simply accepted Krishna's proposal and executed in detail everything that Krishna said about Govardhan Puja. And Srila Prabhupada explained that if you are not simple, then you worship the demigods. But if you are simple, then you worship Govardhan. This is true. We see in India that in Bharatabhumi that people who worship demigods, they are not simple. Because they are complicated by their material desires. And according to Krishna's instructions, in his sweetness, you know, he bewildered them and he said, you should worship Govardhan here and circumambulate the hill, like how we did today morning. So according to the system, Nanda Maharaj, he called the learned brahmanas, and the learned brahmanas began to recite mantras and worship Govardhan Hill with puja and arti. And the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they decorated their cows, gave them grass, and keeping the cows in front of them, they began to circumambulate Govardhan Hill. And as we know, Indra became angry, and as a result of Indra's anger and setting the Sambhatava clouds, thereafter, after Govardhan Puja, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. And usually Krishna is never a shy person. Krishna is never ever shy. He's always bold. He's always outspoken. He challenges everyone. So Krishna, for the first time, became shy by the association of lifting Govardhan Hill. And Srila Prabhupada, he quotes from Lalita Madhava in the Nectar of Devotion about how Krishna became shy.
भक्तीय समय सिंह में श्री गोपाल मंगल से करते हुए बताते हैं कैसे भगवान श्री कृष्ण को श्रम मारे.
So when Krishna lifted Govardhan here with the little finger of his left hand, by the association of Govardhan, that Govardhan was being held up by Krishna, Govardhan became shy. And that shyness of the consciousness of Govardhan entered into Krishna's consciousness and he became shy. Just like when a father picks up a little baby, like a boy or a girl, son or daughter. When you pick up the child feels very shy. At that time, feels very shy. If you pick up children, they feel shy. No, not like this, not like that, you know, shy, like that. So, Krishna is never shy for the gopis. The gopis are always shy for him. So the shyness of Govardhan Hill being lifted by Krishna, entered into Krishna, and he also became shy. So, why did he become shy? Because usually, he cannot see the gopis in public. So Srila Prabhupada explains that when the gopis were observing Krishna and lifting Govardhan Hill, they were struck with wonder, adbhuta ras, like stunned, struck with wonder, adbhuta ras, like that. And when Krishna saw that the gopis were struck with wonder, adbhuta, like that, he simply began to smile at them, at the gopis. While lifting Govardhan Hill, smiling at the gopis in public, which he never usually does. Now, when Krishna smiles, his smile moves. You know, it travels. So when Krishna's smile traveled to the gopis, he forgot that he was lifting Govardhan Hill. And his hand began to shake. And when his hand began to shake, Nanda Maharaj and the elder coward men, they took the sticks to hold it up. And the rest of the residents of Vrindavan, they began to pray to Krishna, hey, this will fall on us, you know, please help us.
And the
observing what Krishna was doing. And Balaram then looked at Krishna and Krishna looked at Balaram. And Balaram caught Krishna smiling at the gopis. He caught him. And then Krishna became shy in public because he got caught. When you get caught with something, you become shy. So when Krishna shook, when Krishna's hand was shaking this hill because he became sort of distracted by looking at the gopis like that, Mother Yasoda, she began to tremble. She became frightened, began trembling. And she felt helpless and then she became still. And this is a sense of like feeling, fear. Sense of feeling fear. And when you feel fear in Ras with Krishna, you become lifeless, as if lifeless, and you don't move, you're stuck. You become like paralyzed. And Mother Yashoda became still, almost lifeless, like a painted picture, and her eyes became the most broad, like never happened before, like looking at Krishna, most broad. And then Krishna saw her like that. That she's almost lifeless like a painted picture and just like staring at him with broadened eyes. And Krishna knew that she was full of fear and she's paralyzed. So then Prabhupada says, Krishna wants to take her out of that condition. That's another form of ecstasy. You know, being still with fear that something may happen to Krishna. That is parental love, vatsalya bhav. Then Krishna wanted to bring pleasure to his mother while she is stunned like this and looking with widened eyes. As if to tell his mother, what are you looking at? And he started making funny faces, you know, different, you could say facial caricatures, you know, like you know, like imitating like a monkey face at her, like that. So everyone's looking, oh, what's Krishna, so funny, he's looking at somebody, so they look at Mother Yasoda. And then Mother Yasoda looks at him in the consciousness of, you rascal, you made me so fearful, now you're playing with me. She's not speaking like that, the moment she looks at the pure rusk, like this. That makes Krishna happy, that he makes his mother happy. Then she begins to smile and she becomes very happy. Comes out of that state of paralysis. Then when somebody holds something very heavy for a long time, they begin to perspire and their clothes become soaked. Remember, this is Nara Leela, human-like pastimes. So Mother Yashoda was feeling, we are here for a few days already, like third or fourth day, and Krishna is holding this heel. You know, he must be getting a little tired, extremely tired. She's feeling like that. So instead of Krishna perspiring and his clothes becoming wet with perspiration, Mother Yashoda is perspiring and her clothes become wet with perspiration, feeling for Krishna that he's holding it too long. So this is all in this Vatsalya bhav, you know, of parental love. And Mother Yashoda, she experienced all forms of ecstasy when Krishna was lifting Govardhan Hill. She experienced the ecstasy of compassion, the ecstasy of laughter, the ecstasy of wonder, the ecstasy of fear. So many ecstasies she experienced just by seeing Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill. Normally these forms of ecstasies are not exhibited and experienced in Nandagram, in the palace of Nanda Maharaj. It's not experienced normally. So now, how does Govardhan Hill or Govardhan Puja affect us in ISKCON? One day during Govardhan Puja, Srila Prabhupada was present in Mayapur in 1973. And Srila Prabhupada explained that the day before is Deepavali and the day following is Deepavali is the Anukut festival, where we distribute grains and foods freely to the public. After Deepavali, and then the next day is Anukut, which is today. Yesterday was Deepavali. Srila Prabhupada was in Mayapur for Govardhan Puja in 1973, and the devotees, they built a big mountain of rice to feed many people. Srila Prabhupada said, Anakut in Bengal means rice. And Anakut here means? What's fair? How about chapatis? Yeah. Anakut in Braj means what? You know what? Yeah. It's a thick chapati. So the news went out to all the village people and so forth that, you know, ISKCON is building an Anakut festival and they're building a mountain of cooked rice. Please come. You know, with different types of nuts, saffron, you know, like badam and cashews, you know, the rice is in the rice. You don't need any sabji with it. It's in the rice. So the people came, the devotees came, and they took the Anakut rice on Govardhan Puja day. And after taking prasadam, they threw the leaf plates behind the building. So if you go to Mayapur, you know Prabhupada used to live on the second floor of that building. So then after the Govardhan Puja festival and feeding everyone this mountain of rice, the leading devotees were sitting with Prabhupada in his room. And Prabhupada was relaxed and very happy that an Anakut we serve so much people. Then he heard dogs barking and children shouting at each other. Prabhupada. This is on Govardhan Puja day. So Prabhupada, everyone heard Prabhupada hearing the dogs barking because he went silent and the children fighting. So Prabhupada himself, he got up and he walked back on the veranda behind his room and he looked over and this is what he saw. Over the balcony, you know, the veranda, and he looked over and this is what he saw. And he saw that when the devotees after him, the public order, they took prasad, and he saw this big heap of leaf plates behind. And there was like some prasad still left on the leaf plates, you know, the meal. You know, like scraps of prasad left on the leaf plates. And then he saw some little children with some sticks, and some of them didn't even have clothes like that. They were fighting with very hungry dogs, trying to get the same scraps of food that people left after finishing on their plates. So awesome.
देखकर प्रभुपाद रोने लगे।
Tears just came down.
और उनकी आंखों से अश्रु बहने लगे।
And the devotees were seeing.
और सब अपने से मिले था।
And Prabhupada, full of compassion, came back into his room.
और फिर करुणा से होके प्रभुपाद अपने कमरे में वापस आए।
And he gave the famous instruction. He said, we have to see to it that nobody goes hungry with a 10-mile of the
temple.
From today, and he said, the temple is a home for God. And Krishna is everyone's father. And Krishna is everyone's mother. So in the presence of father and mother, who is Krishna, how can they see the children go hungry? So make immediate arrangements that everyone is fed. But they must be fed Krishna prasadam, nothing else. So one of the best services that we can do on Govardhan Puja day, is to feed, go out and feed prasada. And you still have time today. You are not poor. You can afford tons of
prasada.
So the best service to Srila Prabhupada and to Govardhan and on Govardhan Puja day, if you can go out today, you prepare some nice, like prepare foodstuffs that you're receiving an important guest, not just anything like that, some feast prasad, some sweets. Don't buy it from Haldiram, you prepare yourself. After you take the feast here today, you're going to enjoy? But so many people just on the street are suffering. I've seen when I drove in. So many people are suffering. So you take some prasad from the temple that's left over. It is nothing. You go home, cook, offer to Krishna, and you go to one or two families who are poor. Just drive, go to the places where they are poor and just give them. Give them some prasad. This is the best way to do Govardhan Puja, is to worship and engage in the mission of the founder Acharya, distribute prasad. In the last days that Srila Prabhupada was with us on the planet in November 1977, it was a few days before Govardhan Puja.
Srila Prabhupada भोजन पूरा किए उससे पहले ही
and it was around about November 10th or so, you know, like 1 week or less before Prabhupada left on November 14th. But about a week before this is happening. So they told Srila Prabhupada that Govardhan Puja is coming. And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, I want to celebrate Govardhan Puja with the residents of Vrindavan, the Brijbasis, and I want to go on Govardhan Parikrama. And I want to do Govardhan Puja at the foot of Govardhan Hill. Take me there. And Srila Prabhupada said, I want to spend the night at Govardhan. We'll camp there. But Srila Prabhupada is bedridden. He's lying on the bed. He cannot go. And he wants to go. And then Srila Prabhupada, he called His Holiness Lokanath Swami. He said, prepare bullock cart, I am going. And the persons who supported that was also other devotees like Hansa Dutta Swami and Bharadvaj Prabhu, they were in one camp with Lokanath Swami. Prabhupada's desire is the Guru who has to fulfill his order. And then when His Holiness Ramakrishna Goswami heard of this, he says, no way! And on his side was His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami, His Holiness Bhavananda Goswami and others. You know, there's two camps now. So on one hand, they were feeling, oh, Srila Prabhupada is our spiritual master. We cannot understand the mind of the spiritual master. Our duty is simply to obey His instructions without question, but have faith and take Him to Govardhan for Govardhan Puja. On the other hand, Srila Prabhupada's apparently external condition was delicate, his body was fragile, he would not be able to bear the journey, and probably he would give up his life on the way in this bullock cart which was jostling. So better not go. And the devotees, they could not tolerate that Prabhupada has made this trip to Govardhan. He may leave us. Practically, Srila Prabhupada did not have any flesh in his body. He was simply drinking some a little juice every day, nothing else. So then some devotees said, no, let's put mattresses, cushion, you know, cushion it as comfortable as possible. This is Prabhupada's desire. But still there was this difference of opinion from both sides. So there were only 2 days left before Govardhan Puja, and it was drawing closer, and the devotees were still fearful for Prabhupada's health if he takes the journey to go to Govardhan Hill for Govardhan Puja. And it was difficult. They never told Prabhupada what to do. Prabhupada always told them what to do. So they can't instruct him, don't go. And then Prabhupada has one godbrother. And this godbrother was the most intimately related to Prabhupada of all the other godbrothers. And Prabhupada said, this godbrother of mine, before that, you know, he commented to his disciples way before that. He said, this godbrother of mine, he is a Paramahamsa Thakur. There's no one better than him. And one day before Govardhan Puja, Niskinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj came. That's the godbrother. Sometimes they say Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. His samadhi is at Bhavan Sarovara. You know? This is Prabhupada's most close godbrother. He came to visit Prabhupada one day before Govardhan Puja. So, His Holiness Bhakti Charan Swami, who knew Bengali and Hindi, and he was completely against Prabhupada traveling to Govardhan because it would be not good like that. So he went to Niskinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, and he exhibited his anxiety to him in Bengali, told him, you know, how he felt. And he told Babaji Maharaj, you please tell our Srila Prabhupada not to go, because they can't say directly. He's a godbrother. So meanwhile, Tamakrishna Goswami and Bhavananda Goswami at that time, they were so much anxiety, they didn't want Prabhupada to go. So they came to Prabhupada's room also. And Niskinchana Babaji Maharaj, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, he was very close to Prabhupada. Although Prabhupada was on the bed, and nobody would dare sit on the bed with Prabhupada in that condition. He came, like, you know, they're like two covered boys. He came and he sat on the same bed with Prabhupada, just like saying, Niskinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. He sat on the bed. And then and it's mentioned that Babaji Maharaj didn't sell Prabhupada anything because his consciousness is very acute. He knew that they have to tell Prabhupada about the anxiety. So together, Bhavananda Maharaj, Tamakrishna Goswami, and Bhakti Charu Maharaj, they told Prabhupada, "You are putting us in too much anxiety. We don't know what to do. Please do not go." And Prabhupada responded very clearly, "All right, I shall not put you in any more anxiety. I shall do as you request." And he turned around to Ms. Kinchana Krishna's Babaji Maharaj and he told in Bengali to them, "Just see how much love and affection they have for me." And then Tamakrishna Goswami, he's bold and he spoke up again. He said, "Srila Prabhupada, the way you are dealing with us is simply deepening our attachment for you at every moment." And Prabhupada said, "Yes, it is my duty that I must make you attached to me." And as we know, Govardhan Puja is today, Friday. Then 3 days later, which is going to be Monday, right? Prabhupada withdrew his consciousness 2 days later. He didn't manifest any external consciousness except in the morning after Govardhan Puja. And on that morning of November 14th, 1977, which is 2 days after Govardhan Puja, that's the third day, like that, the Kaviraj came to Prabhupada and asked him to take some medicine. And Prabhupada replied in Hindi, "Mera kuch ichha nahi." You know what that means? "I have no desire." That means everything over. And about 7:26 in the evening, 26 minutes past 7 o'clock, Srila Prabhupada, surrounded by devotees chanting, left. But Srila Prabhupada's desire to go for Govardhan Puja around Govardhan, some days later, the devotees took a small deity of Prabhupada, went all around Govardhan Hill some days later to fulfill his desire. And Prabhupada had the same consciousness before he left in relation to Govardhan, in relation to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his last days. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to recite Nija Nikata Nivashan Dehi Govardhana Tuam. In other words, O Govardhan, please grant me residence near you. This was his constant prayer in his last days. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, apne antim dinon mein vishnu ki prarthna kar rahe the ki ye govardhan mujhe apne nigar rehne ka sthan mile.
And in Mayapur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he established a replica of Vrindavan with Shyamakund, Radhakund and Govardhan. How many of you have been there? Yes, yes. This particular Govardhan hill that he has done there is about half the size of this temple room. Right? Nice. He took the original shilas from Govardhan here and he took there. Normally you're not supposed to do that. But Bashila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was a special soul. And at that particular Govardhan hill established by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, there is a plaque with the verse and probably coming from Padma Purana. And the verse is as follows, and I'll give the meaning and then we'll recite it together three times and then we'll conclude. It's Namaste Girirajaya, which means I offer my obeisances to the king of the mountains, and Govardhana Namine, who is named or called Govardhan, Ashesha Klesha Nashaya, which means that this particular hero, it destroys unlimited afflictions in the material world, suffering conditions, destroys that. Paramananda Daine, which means it bestows the highest bliss of love for Krishna. Like that. So this is the particular verse. So you can repeat after me.
तो ये जो श्लोक है इसमें गिरिराज सही पर्वत के राजा हैं उनको नमस्कार करें और इस पर्वत के राजा का नाम गोवर्धन है तो सही प्रकार के देशों से हमारा छुटकारा करते हैं और हम परम आनंद प्रदान करते हैं
सो यू कैन रिपीट आफ्टर मी
Namaste
Girirajaya Shri Govardhana Namine Ashesha Klesha Nasaya Paramananda Daine Namaste Girirajaya Shri Govardhana Namine Ashesha Klesha Nasaya Paramananda Daine Namaste Girirajaya Shri Govardhana Namine Ashesha Klesha Nasaya Paramananda Daine Shri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Govardhan Pu Puja Mahamotsav ki
jai.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda ki
jai.
Nitai Gaur Premanande.
We are very thankful for a very wonderful